United States.
American cars. Dangerously heavy. Big cars take many more lives than they save.
Witnesses said the driver showed no signs of slowing down. On June 3rd, Nicole Lucien and her six-year-old daughter were stopped at a red light in Grand Forks, North Dakota, when they were struck from behind by Travis Bell. Such crashes are not uncommon. Around 10,000 rear-end collisions occur in America every day. What made this one noteworthy was that the vehicles involved were so unevenly matched. Miss Lucien was driving a Ford Focus weighing around 3,000 pounds, that's 1,360 kilograms, whereas Mr. Bell was in a 7,000-pound Ram 3500 pickup. Alas, the disparity proved deadly. Although Mr. Bell was not harmed, Miss Lucien suffered serious injuries. Court documents later showed that Mr. Bell had been drinking. Her daughter, Katerina, died 2 days later. The crash in Grand Forks helped to illustrate a sad truth about America's roads. For all the safety features available in cars today, crashes are still often determined by the laws of physics. When two vehicles collide, it is usually the heavier one that prevails. This advantage has changed little over time. 30 years ago, when a passenger car crashed with a pickup truck or sport utility vehicle or SUV, the driver of the car was roughly 4 times as likely to die. Today, this driver dies around 3 times as often. Critics say this is too high a price to pay for roomier interiors and more powerful engines. Car makers insist they are giving consumers what they want. The Economist has crunched data on 7.5 million crashes to quantify how many lives would be saved by reining in the heaviest vehicles. Mismatches between big and small cars on American roads are not new. In the 1960s, the 1,400-pound Mini Cooper shared the road with the 5,000-pound Cadillac Fleetwood and the 5,500-pound Lincoln Continental. But the issue of vehicle compatibility did not gain public attention until the rise of SUVs in the 1990s. Between 1990 and 2005, the market share of such vehicles grew from 6% to 26%, pushing up the weight of an average new car from 3,400 pounds to nearly 4,100 pounds. As suburban soccer moms traded in their station wagons for Ford Expeditions, many felt safer, and they were right. One of the reasons the roads are much safer is because vehicles are bigger and they're heavier than they were. Adrian Lund of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, or IIHS, a research organization, told conference-goers in 2011. But the extra protection provided by heavier vehicles comes at the expense of others on the road. In a paper published in 2014, Michael Anderson and Maximilian Aufhammer of the University of California, Berkeley, estimated that when two cars crash, a 1,000-pound increase in the weight of one vehicle raises the fatality rate in the other by 47%. The safety benefits of vehicle weight also suffer from diminishing returns. Once vehicles reach a certain weight, packing on more pounds provides little additional safety, while inflicting more harm on others. The self-protection benefits of increasing weight diminish as vehicles get heavier and heavier, wrote Brian O'Neill and Sergei Krichenko of the IIHS in 2004. At some point, heavy vehicles cost more lives than they save. So, how big is too big, and what point do the costs of the heaviest vehicles, measured in lives lost, vastly exceed their benefits? To answer this question, The Economist assembled 10 years' worth of crash data compiled from police reports filed in 14 states. Although accident reports vary from state to state, most of the crashes in our database include information about location, the number of cars involved, each passenger's age and gender, whether they were wearing seatbelts, and the injuries that they suffered. To obtain the weight of each vehicle, we match the vehicle identification numbers included in each crash report to vehicles' specs data from VIN Audit, an auto data provider. Combining these data yielded a data set of more than 7.5 million two-vehicle crashes. What do these numbers tell us? First, as expected, heavier vehicles are safer for their passengers than lighter ones. The heaviest 1% of vehicles in our data set, those weighing around 6,800 pounds, suffer 4.1 own car deaths per 10,000 crashes on average, compared with around 6.6 for cars in the middle of our sample, weighing 3,500 pounds, and 15.8 for the lightest 1% of vehicles, weighing just 2,300 pounds. But heavy cars are also far more dangerous to other drivers. The heaviest vehicles in our data were responsible for 37 partner car deaths per 10,000 crashes on average, compared with 5.7 for median weight cars and 2.6 for the lightest cars. This suggests that for every life that the heaviest SUVs and trucks save, more than a dozen lives are lost in other vehicles. As for the weight at which the social costs of driving a heavier vehicle exceed the benefits, the evidence is clear. Vehicles in the top 10% of our sample, those weighing at least 5,000 pounds, experience roughly 26 deaths per 10,000 crashes on average, including 5.9 in their own car and 20.2 in partner vehicles. For vehicles in the next heaviest 10% of our sample, those weighing between 4,500 pounds and 5,000 pounds, the equivalent figures are 5.4 and 10.3 deaths per 10,000 crashes. A back-of-the-envelope estimate suggests that if the heaviest tenth of vehicles in America's fleet were downsized to this lighter weight class, road fatalities in multi-car crashes, which totaled 19,081 in 2023, could be reduced by 12% or 2,300 without sacrificing the safety of any cars involved. Given these figures, one might expect car makers to be slamming the brakes on production of their heaviest SUVs and pickups. In fact, they are pressing on the accelerator. Official figures from the Environmental Protection Agency show that the average new car in America weighs more than 4,400 pounds, compared with 3,300 pounds in the European Union and 2,600 pounds in Japan. Vehicles weighing more than 5,000 pounds accounted for 31% of new cars in 2023, up from 22% 5 years earlier. Asked to comment on The Economist's findings, representatives from the big three car manufacturers pointed to safety features that help drivers avoid crashes rather than those that make them less deadly. Vehicle weight doesn't solely determine crash performance, Mike Levine, a Ford spokesman, wrote in an email. America's tax system subsidizes heavier vehicles by setting more lenient fuel efficiency standards for light trucks and allowing bosses to buy heavy-duty vehicles for business purposes to deduct part of the cost from their taxable income. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, America's top auto safety agency, uses a 5-star rating system, but only takes account of the safety of the occupants of the vehicle in question, not that of other drivers. The NHTSA declined to comment on The Economist's findings.